Our next story is about the experience of remembering. Now, I'm not going to lie, what we're about to do is going to be tough because we're going to talk about something that is purely a visual experience. But it's Radioland, so shut your eyes, fill your coffee cup, and come with me. I'm looking at a book. It's a graphic novel called Here by Richard McGuire. Back in 1989, McGuire drew a comic called Here, which revolutionized the medium. Now, he's turned it into a full-color 300-page book. Each page depicts the life of a single room. It's actually the living room from McGuire's suburban family home in New Jersey. The book is comprised of panels within panels of varying size, showing that same space over a span of millions of years. Did I lose you? Okay, McGuire got the concept from what was a brand new software program at the time, Microsoft Windows. So now imagine you're looking at your computer, and within that screen are multiple windows opened, each one a pop-up of exactly that spot at various moments from the past to present all the way to the future. Still lost? Here's McGuire explaining one page for us.
We are in the room of 1938, but then there's smaller windows of 1995, 1997, 1990, 1969, 1402, and 1777 in the lower corner.
There's a lot going on in this
moment. Yeah, there is a lot going on.
I asked him to keep going and to tell us what each window showed. He described a collection of moments over time.
A lot of the times I would just find moments where I thought were small, genuine moments. Just I loved the fact of these intimate little things. So you see a woman helping a child tie her shoe. And the way she's pulling on the laces, I thought that's where I would group things thematically. Like there's on the other side of the room, you see someone with a cat's cradle and they're pulling the string in their hands. And then in the lower right-hand corner, there's these two guys dragging away this mysterious bundle that seems to be this bloody bundle. And there is a story behind that. But
this is 1777,
kind of
by the way.
1777, yeah. When I was doing research for the book, I found out that there was, in my particular town, there was no fighting during the revolution, but there was this one incident with a boat that came into the harbor and blew a cannonball, and it ripped the head off of a horse that was just like a block away from my house. And I was going to incorporate it in the book, and I couldn't find a comfortable place to put it because it just seemed so dramatic. It needed a lot of backstory to have that. So that's actually what these guys are carrying in this bag. But there's a lot of things like that where you do a lot of research, and it's like an iceberg of what's below the surface.
The room changes, obviously, according to the time period. There are people that inhabit the room. Those characters change. Their dress changes. The decor changes. But can you give us the universal properties of this space that are constant over time?
It does center around my family in a way, even though it's not a memoir by any means. But I did want to touch on all the universal things that we go through, love and death and the major themes. I was looking at a lot of family photos for reference, but I also looked at the archive of a collector that he collects vernacular photography. And, you know, all family photos look similar in a way. You know, all the holidays look exactly alike. And my main thing was trying to make this book accessible and universal.
Does sequence matter in how someone absorbs this book?
It is nonlinear. You can read it out of order. The fact that it is a book, it does have a beginning and an end, and I was very conscious of that arc. And I worried a lot about the construction of the book, and I put all the pages up on my wall, and I kind of felt that I had to treat it musically, and that, so it has moments where there's crescendos and then moments where there's quiet. I did toy with the idea of having each book have the pages of each book shuffled so that each book was a unique experience, but I couldn't work it out. And then when I was working on the ebook version, I thought to myself that that's what the ebook is for, to let the ebook be what it does best and let the book be what it does best.
How did you decide when and where to put dialogue? There are random little word bubbles throughout the book. And
well, the dialogue is very much a collage as well. And there are certain moments where there's themes, like there's a part where about loss and everybody's losing everything, you know, losing their wallets and losing their minds and losing, you know, you just...
Loved ones.
Yeah. So I was grouping things that way. Sometimes I was grouping things just purely by sound, where somebody's saying, where did I put my to-do list? And the other person's going, you did what you had to do, and then there's a radio going doobie doobie doo. So it's like, you know, there's just things like that, that kind of, you know, just sound, pure sound, because the entire book really felt musical to me. I mean, I'm a musician as well. Without having a protagonist, I was worried about how the flow of the book. Someone was asking me in an interview the other day, they were like, is the room the protagonist? And I think, you know, the room isn't there all the time. I think it's time itself is the protagonist, if there has to be, if there is such a thing. Hmm.
Doing this project now in several different iterations, right? Like, this started as a comic strip. You've now built it out into a book. You have an e-book experience that mimics this.
Mm-hmm.
Has it changed how you remember things? I mean, do you drive yourself crazy when you're sitting with your mind and you see yourself start to wander and creating all these textures and layers of memory?
Bringing different mediums, it does feel differently. The original strip, you would have 9 panels on a page. So you're seeing the room 9 times per page. And your eye can move around that in a way that it can't in the book. But the book has other strengths to it. And then the ebook has further strengths. And, you know, I can see maybe in another 20 years doing the virtual reality version of the room where you walk into the room and you're experiencing it. I mean, that's a possibility.
Richard McGuire, it's been such a pleasure talking to you. The book, The Experience, the collection, is called Here. Richard McGuire joined us from our studios in New York. Thanks so much.
Thank you.